Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, January 28th, Thankful Tuesday. I'm reading in the English Standard Version. Our first reading is Exodus chapter 14, starting in verse 10, and we'll go through verse 17. This is after the people of Israel have left Egypt and they are on their way toward the Red Sea. They're a little bit confused. Why are we going towards the sea? We can't cross over, they think. And Pharaoh, as he is famous for doing, changes his mind about letting the people go, and he begins with his army to chase after the Israelites. Starting in verse 10. When Pharaoh drew near, the people of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them, and they feared greatly. And the people of Israel cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Is it because there are no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us in bringing us up out of Egypt? Is not this what we said to you in Egypt? Leave us alone that we may serve the Egyptians. For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness." And Moses said to the people, "Fear not, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to be silent." The Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward. Lift up your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, that the people of Israel may go through the sea on dry ground. And I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they shall go in after them. And I will get glory over Pharaoh and all his host, his chariots, and his horsemen." Before we move on, I just want to make a couple of statements. I can imagine the Israelites and the fear that they experienced when they saw the Egyptians coming toward them. But they are learning a great lesson here, and they are called to dependence and trust in God, who has brought the plagues on Egypt and has been faithful to them. It's interesting the interplay here between God fighting for his people and then him asking them to act. There is this give and take with faith and action. We are called to be a people who have faith in what God is going to do, and then we're called to be a people who are obedient and work alongside God and what he calls us to for his glory. As I begin our second reading, you may hear a little bit of drilling in the background. Remember, this is just progress. On the second floor, we are renovating, and my office is directly under one of the classrooms that's being renovated. And so I thank you for your patience if you hear a lot of drilling upstairs, but I'm going to keep on trucking. Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 12. This is about judging others and then asking the Lord for his provision. "Judge not, that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but you do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when there is a log in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Our third reading comes from Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26. Whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool, but he who walks in wisdom will be delivered. That's a great segue to our memory verse for this week, Matthew chapter 4 and verse 19. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Let's say it together again. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." On this Thankful Tuesday, we are so grateful for Jesus, who does make us fishers of men. He makes us wise, and in his wisdom, we are delivered. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for your word, which corrects us, transforms us, and helps us. I pray for my brothers and sisters today, wherever they find themselves, that they would have a mind set on gratitude. Lord, we thank you for the air that we breathe. We thank you for the room that you have given us that is climate controlled. We thank you, Lord, for roads that we can drive on, for health care, for the many different material gifts that you have presented us with. Help us, Lord, to be wise. We thank you for your word, which gives us wisdom. We thank you for people that you have put in our lives that lead us on the paths of righteousness. More than anything, Lord, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that he is our safe passage. He is the way through the Red Sea for us. And he has saved us from iniquity, and he has saved us to an inheritance that is greater than we could ever imagine. As I imagine my brothers and sisters today listening along, either getting ready for the day or in the middle of their day, or maybe perhaps before they go to bed, I pray your blessings over them, Lord, that you would bless and keep them, that you would make your face to shine upon them and be gracious to them. Lift up your countenance upon them, Lord Jesus, and give them a supernatural peace. Amen.